I think it comes down to the production that we haven't been able to have on third down and keeping drives alive. And so that's why the number of snaps has been down. And so it's something that we've got to get fixed.
Is it hard to get into a rhythm with the three plays you do have? Is it hard to, I mean, when you don't have an option, you don't have an iron set, is that a factor that you just, you know, there's not enough plays, I mean, there's not enough snaps to run what you need to run?
Well, I mean, you've got to convert on third down, and that allows you to have more plays and allows you to you know, get more opportunities. And so, you know, that's where we've got to be improving. We've got to be better.
You feel like the third down you did convert was third and 10, and you have converted, you know, your share of third in those situations. You don't want to live with that. But do you feel like, you know, being more productive on first, second down and kind of limits? I mean, you hit your two long touchdown passes on first down. That's the best time to take shots, isn't it? I mean, do you feel like, man, we better not take as many shots? We have to stay on schedule, stay ahead of the chains kind of thing?
I mean, there's the give and take. Like you said, we had the two big plays on first down, and it's one of those things. If you're not hitting those, now you're setting yourself back. Second and 10, or second and you know, still a longer situation. So I think it's you know, deciding when you want to take those shots and when you just want to get completions and try to go longer drives. I think it's one of those things, since we've been on the other side of it too. It's you just got to keep going, and eventually these games are going to turn around. Eventually these plays you're going to end up making them, and you just got to, you know, keep having that focus at the end of the game. And so, like, we were close this past week, but I mean, you never know what it's going to take this week to score at the end to win. And so yeah, I mean, I think it's one of those things, you just got to put your head down and keep working.
Is the you know, the altitude in Denver, is it overstated? I mean, is it different throwing the football in Denver with the rarefied air than it is, you know, throwing it anywhere else? Is that just all, you know, like folklore?
I mean, I've only played there a couple times, played in Colorado a couple times. So, I mean, I think there is something to it, but if it changes the way that you play or it changes the way you do things, I don't know if it really has that big of an effect on it. But, again, I've only played there a couple of times.
With Vance being there now, are there some elements of that defense that look familiar from here?
I think there's, you know, they've had some stuff that they've been doing for years now that has been working for them. So there may be some things that are a little similar, but I think they have their style of the way they play.
More like Wade Phillips, is it a continuation of what Wade Phillips was doing there?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's kind of just their, if you would look at it, you would say their base is more like Wade than it is than what we were doing here.
The coordinator that got moved up, he was a secondary coach under Wade, but he had like a Tampa 2 background. They mixed in any Tampa 2 in there at all? Or?
Yeah, I don't feel like that's more their style. They've got you know, good corners, guys that can play man to man, and it's what they do.
I know you have to focus on what you need to do, but when a guy like Vaughn is out there, do you find yourself kind of maybe taking an extra second to be aware and know where he is, maybe a little bit too? You know, obviously, if you're aware of where he is, but do you find yourself kind of thinking about him and where he is?
Yeah, I mean, you obviously are going to know where he's at. Since he's so good and so disruptive and is really good at rushing the passer. But at the end of the day, we got to play our game, and you know, that's what it comes down to.
You feel like he's one of the most disruptive linebackers that you've come across?
Yeah, I mean, he's been doing it ever since he got into the NFL, and I mean, he's special with his ability to have the speed and strength that he has. Yeah, I think so. I think they've been playing well, and so it's just the style of defense that they play.
With the pressure that you've been under lately, the pass rush, how difficult is it for you to not speed things up, to not be too quick, to not? not anticipate that, to just kind of stay in the pocket, stay within yourself, stay within the play? How difficult is that when you're under that constant pressure?
I think it's one of those things, you can't let the play before affect the next play. And so just because they got pressure on one play doesn't mean they're going to get it on the next one. So it's, you've got to, put that in your head that, just because it happened last time, it's not going to happen again this time.